It all goes back to a program called the Neighborhood Recovery Initiative, which debuted in 2010 when Quinn was in the midst of a tight race for governor. A state audit showed it was rife with mismanagement, and Republicans say that's because Quinn was trying to use it to boost his campaign. Though Democrats were at first wary, earlier this summer they voted with Republicans to subpoena seven former members of the Quinn administration who were involved with it. But now that the time has come for them to testify, none of them showed. Instead, all but one sent attorneys in their stead. Republican members of the commission say it's contempt. Here's an exchange between Senator Bill Brady of Bloomington and the lawyer for Tony Irving, Quinn's former deputy chief of staff.
Commands her to appear, I believe, is
So that's not asking, that's demanding, and it carries with it the full weight of the statutes of the state of Illinois. And as duly elected representatives, I find your advice to your client not to appear to be in contempt.
Irving's attorney says she didn't show because it would be inappropriate in light of federal prosecutors' requests. I'm Amanda Vinicky.